So welcome everyone. I'm Alan Seal, and it's really a pleasure and a privilege to invite you to be with us today on this call. I'm so happy that you're here to join us to experience transformational presence coaching and see what it means to work when we work from this place of life is energy in motion. In transformational presence coaching, it really is a coaching approach. It's not so much a formula or a model, even a philosophy, but more an approach, a way of thinking, a way of being, a way of showing up that invites shifts to happen for the client. And without talking a lot more about it, let's just dive in and experience it. All the participants are on mute, and the coaching session will be about a half an hour or so. We'll see how it unfolds. And then at the end, you'll have a chance to make comments, to ask questions, both of our client today and of me. And just see what unfolds in the call, what there is here for the learning, for the observation. I'm sure we can all learn something from each other. So welcome again. It's great to have you here. And Harriet is our client today. Harriet, thank you so much for volunteering to be here. I also want to just thank everyone who volunteered to be the client today, because there were a number of volunteers, and it was hard to choose who's going to be the right person. But in the end, it just felt like I think what Harriet wanted to bring forward was maybe a great thing, that something that we could all learn from. So Harriet, welcome, and you should be not on mute, able to speak. So welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Hi, Alan. I am happy to be here. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I see that someone is just asking a question quickly, so let me just go to her. Kathy. And is there something that you need here as we're getting started? Maybe not. Okay. So all the participants are on mute. And Harriet, tell me, how can I help you today?
Well, I am a coach and a trainer, and I'm currently working on this project with a corporate client, a manager and his team. And I'm working with them on the topic of communication, both through classroom training and one-on-one coaching. And the project is just really, really going well, and I'm having a good time with it. I'm sort of in the middle of it right now. And I've thought a little bit about, hey, this is going so well. I should think about trying to do this kind of thing more often now with some other clients, and kind of go out and do it again, because I'm enjoying it so much. But I've kind of been at the point where it tends to be a fleeting thought, like, oh yeah, isn't this a great idea, for me to go forward and do this project elsewhere, and then I kind of let it go. So I kind of need to either, I'm recognizing that I'm either not committed or not motivated or not certain, or, I need to either get my jump start on pursuing this idea or not, or whatever. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, great, great. Thank you. And let me just also say to our listeners that Harriet has actually been in a teleclass with me, but we've never coached before. So this mm-hmm. is our first time to do some work together in this way. So thank you again, Harriet, for being here. Harriet, mm-hmm. tell me, what this work that you're doing on the corporation and communication and so forth, tell me what's important to you about that work?
Well, I think it's a topic that I am interested in. I think it's a topic that I'm very good at. I think it's an important topic for everybody and in all areas, but I think especially in the corporate realm, I think it's just very important for this team. And for me personally, what's been important is spending time on a topic that I like, and just for some reason, this particular project has just felt so right from just the very beginning. I've been relaxed and had this peaceful feeling. Sometimes in the past when I've been putting projects together or creating workshops or things like that, I've had more more doubts about, well, you know, am I putting in the right thing, and are they going to like it, and is it going to go well, and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And for some reason, this has felt like it just really clicked. And I think another important thing is that it's been, you know, totally my ideas based on a lot of things that I've learned and picked up, especially over like the last 10 years or so. So that feels really good to be putting that out there.
Fantastic. Congratulations for that. You know, I can hear all this energy of the project in you as you're talking about it and your excitement about it. If you drop down underneath the project itself, just to sort of see what's underneath there, and my question is, who are you getting to be when you are doing this work?
You know, the first word that comes to mind is me. You know, there's sort of this feeling about authenticity, and I, you know, my background is I had worked in the corporate world for many, many years, but a lot of times felt like I was a square peg in a round hole or whatever, and sometimes had difficulty or feeling like, you know, I wasn't quite there. And so what came up for me when you asked that was that I get to be my real self. And
who is that? Who is that real self?
I think someone who is a teacher, an inspirer, and somebody who believes in and can teach the stuff that's below the surface. You know, kind of like the things that you talk about, the energy. And I really like this project because it's allowing me to be not just the facilitator that stands up in the room and goes through 100 PowerPoint slides. You know, it's allowed me to really reach people and who they are, and these people are really having a good time with this, and I think having a very, I mean, I know that I'm doing it for their company, but I feel like I'm able to, who I am is somebody who's able to, like, deeply work with people, with individuals, you know, personally, and so I'm getting to do that.
Fantastic. And this feeling of who you're getting to be here, all these many things that you're describing, as you're talking about it, what comes alive in your body? Where does this live in your body?
When you first asked me that question about dropping down below and seeing what's below the surface of the project, I immediately got a feeling like kind of in my solar plexus, kind of in that middle area. And I'm just kind of trying to take a feel right now. Right now, I mean, like right at this moment, I guess I'm feeling more, still some energy there, but also kind of like my arms and my shoulders, kind of upper half of body.
Mm-hmm. Let's go first right into your solar plexus. Breathe into that part of your body. And recognizing the solar plexus as sort of the center of your personal power, what is it that's really coming alive in you from a personal power perspective, really authentic power, in doing this work?
I guess that I'm getting some thoughts about, you know, being able to express myself in like a bigger, grander way and being even more of a success. Just, I don't know, just something about, like, bigger.
Mm-hmm. And are you able to get up and move around? Are you on a headset? Or?
Yeah, I am.
Great. If you would just stand, continue to be in touch with this energy in the solar plexus. And then there's that energy that's in your shoulders and your arms. And as you take this energy, this power that's there in the solar plexus, and slowly extend your arms out to your sides, letting that energy move out through your arms into action. The action is being called for here from this incredibly authentic power that is you.
Mm-hmm.
What do your hands and arms want to be doing?
Well, it feels kind of like excitement and a little bit of tingling. And yet at one point when I, after I first felt that power kind of moving out, I know I did notice that there was like one point where I felt some resistance and then I let go again.
Uh-huh. It's okay. Can you just touch that resistance and ask what it is, what it needs for you to know? If it has an important message for you, what is that?
Well, I'm getting something about, you know, kind of reassurance, like you don't have to be afraid, is what came up for me.
Wow, actually the resistance is telling you that?
Yeah.
How interesting. So what do you choose to do with that piece of information?
Well, I think it's important, and I think it's really empowering because I'm cognizant of the fact that when we're not acting, it sometimes is because of some hesitation, some fear, some, you know, whatever. And I know that so often in life, the fear doesn't have reality, you know. And so maybe this is telling me a little bit that, you know, the fears aren't real, and the real truth is, you know, I don't have to be afraid.
Oh. Mm. So could you just wrap your arms around that fear, whatever was still there about that?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens with the fear if you just embrace it?
Well, I don't know. It feels kind of... Well, it makes me feel in sort of a, you know, like a caregiver role or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of like the stronger, the mothering, the weaker part kind of thing.
Is that a positive feeling for you, or is that not a positive feeling? What?
No, it is. It is.
Uh-huh.
It's yeah, because it's a very... You know, it's a very caring and tender kind of feeling.
Wow. What is that energy, or maybe I should say, how does that energy want to move out into the world through you?
At first when I was thinking about, caring energy, giving energy, tender, taking care of energy, you know, like my head tells me like, that would be cool energy to send out there. And yet when you asked me that question, it sort of didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like, no, that's not the energy I want to put out there.
Yeah, and what is the energy that you want to put out there?
You know, I got the sense more of, you know, kind of a warrior, kind of a stronger, not the gentle, nurturing, but kind of a, and I was reminded of years ago I was doing this class, and I remember afterwards somebody in the class had told me, you know, he said, you know, Harriet, you reminded me of like a soldier, you know, some kind of sergeant or general coming in and really strongly leading us, you know, and taking us forward and marching us on, you know. He said that's how it kind of felt in the class, that I really encouraged people and all of that. And so I was getting that memory back.
Mm, wow. So who is Harriet, the warrior communicator?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Who is Harriet the warrior communicator?
Well, I think the communicator part is a is you know like a always been a big part of me. Writing is a big foundation for me. I do speaking, I do training, I do teaching. So communication is real. I mean, that's kind of a part of me. And yet, and then when you put the warrior part with it, that's kind of interesting because that seemed to express to me the side of me that wants so much to help people. To you know, the part that just so wants to get people moving on their own personal development, as you know, as I've done. You know, for so big part of my life, and I continue, you know, to grow and develop and look at these things. And so I guess there's, you know, that warrior image brings up somebody who's just like really strong and committed and you know, and there's a cause element to it. Like, you know, when I think about a warrior going out there, it's to fight for a cause, for something important. And I believe it's important for people to, you know, if they choose to and whatever, but I believe it is important for people to be able to express themselves in a full way and you know, and be who they are and all of that, just like things that I'm learning, you know, for myself.
So if there was a cause, even a warrior cause, that was calling out to you, to take this communication work further out into the world and the corporations. What, tell me about that warrior cause.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it might go back to a thought that that I've had for a lot of years, and that is when I came out of corporations and the day-to-day working world that I had been in for like 20 years, I kept thinking to myself, you know, there's so many opportunities for that world to be better. And, you know, and I don't think that I'm the only person. I know I'm not the only person that sometimes struggles with it and feels like they're the round, the square peg in the round hole. And so I remember, you know, back when I left and then started my business coaching and training, I remember one thought that I always had was, I want to help change it, you know. I want to help. It can be different. It can be better. And you know, and not so much from the perspective of, I don't want to, and I came to this realization a few months ago, like my purpose is not to help more companies make more money. Although I think that my work may indeed result in that, but it might, you know, my purpose is more about helping the people in there, you know, change so that the corporate world can change. And I, you know, that was kind of one of my missions back some years ago. Like I'm going to help this corporate world environment thing that we have going on. I want to help it change. And yet, I've kind of veered away from that sometimes over the last
year. Change to what?
Change to, I don't know, the word that keeps coming to me is just better. You know, I guess changing, specifically, I guess, changing to a place where there's not just one model of success that works. Like, you know, for example, I think that still in a lot of companies, the very straightforward, logical, aggressive, competitive model is the one that's still looked at as the model of success for people. And I meet people all the time and have met people all the time that are not like that, and they're working in the corporations too. And, you know, I would love to see more creativity, more spirituality, more, you know, this energy kind of stuff being used.
Mm-hmm. So now we're getting a little more specific. Instead of just, I want to make it better or it can be different, we're starting to get a sense of, and this is how it would be different. This is what it could look like.
Yeah.
And if we keep going down that path a little bit more and feeling that energy, of what you're describing right now, again, where is that in your body? Where does that energy live?
I think more in the middle of my chest. So higher than what I was describing before in the solar plexus. Kind of right in the middle.
Like in the heart center then, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. If you just put your hand on your heart and ask your heart, what's your real truth? What does your wisdom self tell you about you and this work in the world?
Well, I guess I'm getting that I'm meant to, you know, to do this. And I can do this, and I'm getting a little bit of sense of a little bit of a sense of the kick in the butt too.
Mm.
You know, kind of like, yeah, get going.
So tell me a little more about that kick in the butt. Where does that energy live?
Yeah, and I don't mean to be funny, but yeah, kind of lower. Like,
okay. It's the
sort of, and maybe I'm just thinking about the kick in the butt too much, but it just, I did sort of feel it lower like that.
Yeah, and what happens in your heart when you get the kick in the butt?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm sensing or picking up anything like different or.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I think it just kind of is a tag along to that. You're meant to do this. So get going on it.
Mhm. Wow. So you came to the call saying, you know, I feel like I should be doing something.
Yeah.
And what's shifting now as we go along through this conversation?
Well, I think what's shifting for me is that I don't think that it's brand new information or awareness for me that this theme has been important for me or something that I'd like to pursue, but it's sort of like, I don't know, something, I've been wavering back and forth for a few years and it seems like what is happening now is I'm going back to strengthening my awareness of this, my desire for it is strengthening again, and I think that, you know, in past years it would flare up for a little while, but I don't know, for whatever reason I would put it aside or nothing much happened with it, so I would, you know, put my attention elsewhere or pursue other things or something like that. So I guess it today is just really for me strengthening it again and I think that I've been maybe looking for, I don't know if it's confirmation or a sign or whatever, but it's funny because, you know, I am a big fan of your book, The Manifestation Wheel, and I got a lot from the teleclass that I went through and all that, and so I'm already familiar with that question of, you know, asking what wants to happen. And so earlier this year, I sort of had been asking that and putting that out there and sort of putting it in the, you know, I'm open to see what comes up and I'd like to be used in the best way and, you know, partner with the energy of what wants to happen in the best way, but I'm not sure how that is. So I'm happy to see what comes my way. And just a little while later, then I got the call about this communication project.
Hmm.
And I remember thinking, oh, really?
You opened a door.
Yeah, I did, and that's what came in. And I was like, okay, because I think more recently I'd been, again, turning a little bit more away from the corporate work, and, you know, and I've been doing a little bit more with just individual clients and on different topics and things like that. So I think for me, maybe it's just strengthening that. Maybe it's another sign.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, what happened for you by putting out an invitation, in a sense. A few more people are joining the call, and we got some noise. I just need to be muted again. Great. You put out an invitation, and something happened. So what's the invitation you feel called to put out now?
Oh, good question. The first thing that I had a couple things come up. The first thing that came up was, so how do I start? And then
let go of the how for a moment, and just what's the invitation? What's the invitation that wants to be put out there now?
I don't know, something about the, like, I'm inviting the possibilities and the resources and the help and more ideas to allow me to do this.
Great. So if you can stand again with some space around you. And imagine standing in front of you is a version of you, a future version of you, who has now been doing this communication work as the warrior communicator out there in the corporate world for a few years now. Look into her eyes, feel into her energy, however you perceive her. Describe her to me. Who is she?
Well, she is who I am now, partly, which is, you know, fun, compassionate, has a real keen eye and sense for noticing things, good intuition, and then also I'm seeing like something about a knowing. I don't quite know what that. I don't know. Just something about a knowing.
Yeah.
Came up, and I don't.
As sure you look into her eyes and feel her energy, ask her how she got to be to where she is now. I mean, whatever comes up.
One thing that came up, like a real strong word, was believe. You know, she believed. And worked. I don't know, and kind of the, you know, and kind of the sense that I'm getting is this, you know, like if there's a message to me, it's sort of like you know how to do this stuff. So it's not like you have to go out and learn or, you know, create something. You know how to do this stuff.
It's sort of like go out there and get busy doing what you know how to do already.
Yeah.
Ask her what advice she has for you.
Look creatively was something that came up.
Interesting.
Yeah, look creatively. And that may, and I don't know if that was maybe prompted by some thoughts that I had the other day about you know, I was kind of, I kept kind of thinking like, okay, well, I did this, and it's with a group within a big, you know, major corporation, and so I would go out and do that same thing with the same type of thing. And then I thought the other day, maybe I don't have to do that. I mean, maybe I can do that with other audiences, or maybe it doesn't have to be exactly that. And so I was just starting to think about, oh, maybe I was boxing myself in. And so so I wonder if this is part of that, is just reminding me to, you know, look more broadly.
Great, great. Well, as you look into her eyes and feel into her energy, and you feel that incredible belief and that creative way that she thinks, and that knowing that she lives in, that sense of knowing that she lives in. As you look into her eyes and feel into her energy, and you're so with those attributes of her, when you are ready, take a step forward into her energy, trade places with her, turn around and look back at your former self. That's how your energy shifts. Step into her and become her. Whenever you're ready, tell me what shifts for you.
The thing that shifted was a lot more happiness.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
like a real joyful feeling came up.
Wow. Really amazing to do this work.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So as you stand in this energy now, it's sort of vibrating at the frequency of someone who's been doing this for several years, and there's so much joy and so much happiness here, and living in this sense of knowing and in this creative thinking and so forth. Knowing that you're standing right here on October the 19th of 2011, fully embodying all that energy, what do you know needs to be the focus of your thought and action for the next 6 months?
First thing is commitment. You know, it needs to go beyond, oh yeah, hey, wow, isn't that a good idea? Oh yeah, I should do this. It needs to be a commitment. And then the other thought that I had was, I need to structure and devote time to this, you know, sort of like I need to make it a priority and not just something that I might work on if I happen to think about it or have some extra minutes, but, you know, kind of going along with that commitment of, you know, not only a thought commitment, but a commitment of time is what also came up for me.
What's the commitment then being asked for right now? This energy, what's the commitment that this energy is asking you for right now?